I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. The White House says President Biden has spoken by phone with President Erdogan of Turkey hours after two devastating earthquakes killed at least 3,500 people. The president offered condolences on behalf of the American people and said U.S. teams are responding quickly to support Turkish search and rescue efforts.
The initial earthquake hitting while people slept, followed by dozens of aftershocks, including one with a 7.5 magnitude. The shaking causing thousands of buildings to crumble. Turkey and Syria declaring a state of emergency as rescuers continue to search rubble for survivors in bitter temperatures. Turkey's Disaster Management Authority says over 7,800 have been rescued across 10 of its provinces.
Fox's Christian Goodwin. President Biden standing by the decision by the military to hold off on shooting down the Chinese spy balloon. The president said he wanted to shoot it down earlier.
They concluded we should not shoot it down over land. It was not a serious threat, and we should wait till we got across the water.
The balloon was shot down over the Carolinas on Saturday. The president delivering his second State of the Union address tomorrow, one Republican on what she hopes the president will discuss.
Freshman Wyoming Congresswoman Harriet Hageman says the president must address the Chinese spy balloon incident, though she says China has gained not just possible intelligence, but valuable insight already.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer said he would like the president to discuss securing the border and reducing inflation by cutting government spending. Crews in Ohio have begun a controlled release of toxic chemicals from five cars of a derailed train near the Pennsylvania border to reduce the threat of an explosion. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
More human smuggling activity interrupted over the weekend.
This was Texas law enforcement who stopped these guys, not Border Patrol. They had already gotten past Border Patrol. We were embedded with Texas DPS over the weekend when this happened. This was right here in Mission. They go after the smuggler. Illegal immigrants go bailing out of the vehicle, running off in all directions. Troopers go after them, tackling some of them to the ground. They arrest the driver, an illegal immigrant from Mexico. They open up the trunk. They find several more migrants crammed on top of each other, stacked up in the back. Ultimately, we were told there are eight Mexican nationals being smuggled in that car, as well as one from Cuba. That driver charged with human smuggling.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Mission, Texas. The idea of shortening the work week is gaining popularity.
Some employment agencies say a four-day work week will become more popular in the coming years and that companies need to be ready for it. That is, a bill is being proposed in Maryland to reduce the work week to 32 hours.
Employees suffer from burnout. They suffer from stress, health problems, mental health problems from working too much.
Maryland Democratic Delegate Von Stewart basing his bill off research by 4 Day a Week Global, an advocacy group that found companies with 4 Day work weeks had higher profits and production, better recruitment and retention. Though bills in California and the U.S. House to lower work weeks have also been introduced in the past and failed. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Middle seats at many U.S. movie theaters just got more expensive. AMC Theaters, the nation's largest movie theater chain, has unveiled a new pricing scheme where seat location determines how much your movie ticket costs. Seats in the middle will cost a dollar or two more, while seats in the front row will be slightly cheaper. AMC said the pricing plan has already been rolled out in some locations. It'll be in place by the end of the year at all domestic AMC theaters during showings after 4 p.m. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.